Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Allen steps up. He's got room in front of him. Pulls the trigger. End zone. Touchdown. A bullet. Josh Allen to Dawson Knox. Buffalo takes the lead.
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on a Patriots Monday. We'll get to what happened. Week 15 in the NFL. Comes your way at 11:30. Spoiler alert, nothing good for the Pats if you were hoping for the Packers to come through.
No, they didn't get any help.
And help them out in the AFC race for the number one seed. They did not get help there. One of two touchdown passes from Josh Allen to Dawson Knox. That one hurt yesterday. It was third and goal. It's like the one penalty against Buffalo all day.
Mm-hmm.
They were backed up. And a 14-yard touchdown to Dawson Knox, which briefly gave Buffalo the lead. Trevion Henderson on the next offensive play gave the Pats the lead back, but that one felt like a gut punch. You referenced this drive earlier in the show, Keith. 13 plays, 91 yards, 627.
Oof.
That was the height of, like, they really have nothing to stop. They can't stop this team.
No, it didn't seem like they had any answers at that point. It seemed like they could have even ran Josh Allen more. Like, I know he finished 11 carries for 48 yards, which doesn't seem crazy at the 120-yard run, but it was like if they needed it, it was there. You know, like a third and five, some of the, like, the third downs where he was passing, I'm like, why not just run it? Like, they weren't going to stop him. Either he was going to have, like, a clean path, or even if they got to him, he can break tackles, he could do whatever else. And then James Cook, we talk about how this defense had been so good this year, and I know most of it was with Milton Williams and most of it was with Robert Spillane, but overall as a defense, they were holding running backs to under 50 yards a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, individual running backs, I mean, not just the total team. James Cook, 107 yards, and it's not like it was aided by a 50-yard run. His long run was 12. So, like,
that's it?
Yeah. His long run was 12, and he still ran for 5 yards a carry. So he was just very good, got in the end zone twice, and just tough to stop.
Reading Phil Perry, the Patriots are 31st in the NFL in EPA allowed per rush attempt, ahead of only the New York Giants. He says they'll be tested again against the Ravens on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, bet.
They just rushed for 189 against the Bengals. Here are the Patriots' rush yards allowed the last 5 weeks. Ready? Because you were referencing going into that Tampa game, no one goes for 50 plus yards.
Right,
defense have been really good. They do miss Milton Williams. On top of that, they missed Spillane yesterday. I'll acknowledge all of that.
Yep.
They still hadn't been good in a couple of those games with both those guys, and Spillane for all of it before yesterday. Tampa, 21 for 113. That was all with Milton Williams, 5.4 yards a carry. The Jets, Williams started that game, didn't play much.
Mm-hmm.
28 for 140, 5 yards a pop. Most of that was Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Bengals, 23 for 120, 5.2. Giants, 27 for 111, 4.1. And then yesterday, 37 for 168, 4.5 yards per attempt. I will say, despite the Bills chipping away on the ground yesterday, mostly Cook and Josh Allen, the reason the Bills got unlocked on offense to a degree was those kickoff returns by Ray Davis.
Yeah, he was good.
The Bills' first two touchdown drives, the one late in the first half and then the one to start the third quarter, Davis had a 38-yard kick return. The Bills only had to go 42 yards in seven plays. That was late in the first half. Uh-huh. The next drive was six plays, 44, after a Davis 58-yard kick return. So what helped spark that offense was short fields for Buffalo. Then they started stringing it together. 11 plays, 70 yards. 13 plays, 91 yards. 7 plays, 65 yards. Like, after that, they figured something out. Their first two touchdown drives were because of short fields on long kick returns.
Yeah, that's true. Ray Davis had 164 kick return yards on four attempts. So he averaged 41 yards a rip. They only returned one punt, but Shakir had a 12-yard return, so that's a first down. You figure Ray Davis is giving you a ton of yards, right? So even if you say, hey, you average like 20, right, 20, 25 to get up to that marker, he's giving you two more on average, two more first downs on average to start your drive. So that definitely helped get the Bills going. And then after they'd scored their second touchdown or even third touchdown, whatever you want to call it, you could just see the confidence they had.
You can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. That's where Calvin in Methuen calls us from. Go ahead, Calvin.
Good morning. I hope you guys get paid. I called last week talking about the white pages plus one.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this guy.
I switched Buffalo minus 3.5, and when they were losing, I put in money line. Guess what? I get paid yesterday.
Okay. Well, Calvin, good for
Hell
you.
Hell yeah, Calvin.
Your logic didn't work in the Green Bay-Denver game, but in fairness, that's not what you were telling us about.
It wasn't one and a half.
It was a home dog. So, Calvin, congratulations on your bank account. Good for you. We asked him to call either way.
That was it. Okay, great.
Yeah, we needed to be one and a half.
Oh, he's got another one. I got another one for you.
Oh, good.
This Thursday night on Prime Video, it is Rams-Seahawks, which could be for the division there in the NFC West. Rams are on the road, meaning Seattle's at home, and they are 1.5 dogs.
Okay, so that means take the Rams.
That's right.
According to Calvin.
On Saturday night, Packers are at the Bears.
Wait, so we have the NFL on Saturday this
week? Yeah, we have two Saturday games. NFC.
I was trying to watch my college football that day. Okay.
Nope, you're out.
Yeah.
You got Eagles and Commanders at 5, and then you have 5, and then Packers, Bears at 8:20.
Uh-huh.
Bears are home dogs by 1.5.
Okay, so that's
the exact same scenario.
Take who? Packers there, you said?
Yes. So we'll according to Calvin, you would take the Rams and the Packers.
All right, look, Calvin, if you cracked the code, I love this.
Yeah.
You was right. It worked in this game. He was right.
Mm-hmm.
And we applied it to Denver and Green Bay. He says that's too many points for
Should
a home
parlay?
Dog, apparently.
Should I parlay these?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thursday,
Packer parlay.
Thursday, Saturday parlay. Do it.
All right, well.
We were talking about the offensive struggles in the second half. Text line is complaining about not running with Stevenson. In fact, Stevenson gives me a heart attack every time he has the football. There was one where
he had some good runs though yesterday.
No,
he looked pretty good.
There was one where I thought he was going to fumble. He's like fighting for extra yards. I'm like, here it is.
They were going for it too. They know the scouting report.
So, but in fairness, if you want to get on Josh McDaniels, which I really don't, I'll just put it at the quarterback's feet. When the offense is going well, I give the credit to the QB. I think the McDaniels mafia goes way overboard.
They did have more runs than passes overall yesterday.
Overall, but not in the second half.
No, no,
and Stevenson, did Stevenson have touches in the second half? He probably did.
But Henry sort of pointed out.
Yeah, he had a catch that was the where he punched Milano in the
face. Oh, yeah, the one on the sideline. I forgot about that.
I agree with J.J. Watt on that. When it's out of bounds like that and two guys and like whatever, like just call them offsetting and move on. Like that would have been lame either way.
It wasn't a punch, by the way. It was kind of more like an open-handed slap.
But face mask.
In real speed, I did think it was a punch. I'm like, oh, here he goes. He's getting tossed.
Maybe
15 yards.
Out. Yeah. That would have been devastating. But I think that was the right call.
But
kind of offsetting, move on.
That's a decent second guess for McDaniels yesterday.
One more? Hunter Henry just joined us last hour.
Well, more specifically with Stevenson. Henderson was popping big plays. But Stevenson looked good in the game.
No, I agree. I would have given Ramondre some more run. When we were asked about the second half and what was different, and Hunter mentioned that, well, they only had two possessions in the third quarter. Do you view that as like, well, we didn't have too many opportunities? Like, that's, you know, how bad was it? We're kind of 0-for-2 in that scenario. Mm-hmm. Or do you view it as like our defense couldn't get us the ball?
Oh, you think like critical?
I mean,
maybe
a little bit.
Maybe.
I mean, it's frustrating on both sides.
They only had two offensive possessions in the second quarter.
Yeah, true.
They went 894 and 747. I wouldn't blame the defense for that. You guys need to get first downs.
I don't think that's not the kind of player, or that's and he's one of the team captains. I don't think he's going there, but he did sort of point that out where, like, oh, we only had a couple of possessions. But you got to make the most of what you got. And, you know, you're not going to score every single drive, obviously, but they barely move the ball. Like, that was the other thing is, like, you take the Henderson play out in the second half, they have, like, one first down? Yeah. Two, maybe?
Andrew Callahan pointed this out from the Boston Herald on Twitter. He said, the Patriots hardly called any play action today in a run-heavy plan. He says, I'm not sure why. McDaniels called play action on 42% of dropbacks at Buffalo in week 5. The Bills ranked bottom 10 versus play action on EPA per play, passer rating against, and yards per covered snap, etc. So I will say this. I don't think he saw it well in the second half. And Milano got him for a couple of sacks, but he looked uncomfortable where, you know, that third down and fourth down are great examples of it. I don't think the pass rush was overwhelming. I didn't feel like they were in his face all day yesterday. I felt like he just wasn't trusting what he was seeing. You know, he did throw a pick, although it was a glorified punt in the game yesterday. He could have thrown another one.
Oh, my God. Threw it right to Poyer.
Which looked like it was going to be a pick six.
Oh, my God. It was right in his mitts.
So, you know,
why he plays defense.
It didn't feel like in the second half May was seeing it well. Now, what do you attribute that to? Could McDaniels have helped him with play action? Could they help him by running it more? Was it what McDermott and the Buffalo defense were doing? I don't have an answer for you, but I would tell you it didn't look like he was comfortable. And my guess is our talk last week when Phil Perry said, no defense flummoxes Drake May. He's good against everything. He's a number one quarterback against this coverage.
No, he's
at worst
flummoxed.
Number five or number eight.
Yeah.
Whatever that was, whatever the Bills were doing, it was working yesterday.
So he had the two rushing touchdowns, but was his worst game of the year? Or would you still say maybe Pittsburgh?
Oh.
It's on the
season low in yards, right?
Yeah, he was 14-23 for 155, no passing touchdowns, a pick, three sacks, and a quarterback rating of 62.8.
Is that a low?
That's got to be a wicked low. I bet he was like in the 80s for the other ones that were below.
Let's take a look.
He's usually in the hundreds. Remember he had that long
streak. His worst rating prior to yesterday was the Raiders game.
Okay, week one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what was that?
That was 80.6.
So 62.8. Now, he didn't have two rushing touchdowns and 43 yards.
Right.
So, like,
Drake May as a passer,
was it
his worst game? Yeah. Probably. Yeah, probably was.
So, maybe the biggest surprise, outside of them just allowing five touchdowns, right, like a hot knife through butter there to the Bills, I was really surprised by how quiet Steph Diggs was. Like, he was a man on a mission in that first game, and that would have been tough to duplicate. You're in Buffalo. It's, you know, wearing a Patriots uniform against the Bills for the first time. Like that whole thing is a big deal. Sunday Night Football, we weren't even sure what the Patriots were as a team at that point. And then he was awesome. Like, the guy started the game hot. They went to him. They prioritized him. He was targeted four times in the game. And I think that might even include the last one in the game, which, let's forget that. He was targeted three times and had three catches for 26 yards. I thought he was going to be a much bigger factor. He had that one awesome play where it was man-to-man coverage. He just ran right across the field, caught it, picked up a bunch of yards. You're like, I don't know, couldn't that have been there a little bit more than it was?
I mean, look, and now is that because May's not looking his way? Is that on McDaniels? Like, I don't know. But they got to get him going early in that game because he was such an impactful player in the first one. I think that's fair. We have Best of Jones and Keefe coming up later on this hour.
Yes.
We'll give you a couple instances of that. We'll relive some of our best questions to Hunter Henry.
Ooh, best surprise questions?
Of the year, best surprise questions.
Yep.
We'll also get to some brags later on this week as we start our best of series this week on Jones and Keefe. Plus, what happened in week 15 coming up?
Nothing good.
About 15 minutes from now.
I'll tell you right now, good. Spoiler alert on what happened. Nothing good.
You know what else wasn't good?
What's that?
Patriots defense on Josh Allen yesterday. Mike Vrabel was asked about Josh Allen and his performance. He was at a little bit of a loss for words, to be honest. Here's what he had to say.
This isn't Josh Allen's first rodeo in these kinds of games. What is it about him? What do you see on maybe in film why he's able to do this sort of game in and game out?
I mean, it's the same thing everybody else sees. He's 6'5", 250 pounds, runs fast, hard to tackle, hard to get down on the ground. It's accurate, strong arm. I'm giving you a dissertation on a league MVP. It's like watch all the games and know that it's just the same as it was last week. You had a guy free, weren't able to make the play. Last week's team had a guy free, weren't able to make the play. Like, that's why they draft him, that's why they pay him $60 million. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Just exactly what we knew it was going to be, that we were going to need to get a stop or, you know, be able to tackle him if we pressured and we came free. And, you know, so hopefully we get another opportunity to do that. But, you know, that won't, you know, be for, I don't know. But whenever we do, we'll have to be ready for the quarterback that we have this week.
Okay. Hopefully somebody else beats them. I mean, I'd like to see the third matchup, but they've been one of the teams that you maybe wanted to avoid. Then they kind of slid down that list a little bit based on some of their performances. But then when you look at who's left at quarterback in the AFC, he individually is far scarier than my guy Bo Nix or Justin Herbert or Aaron Rodgers or CJ Stroud. Like it's sort of a different type of play. It's going to be a different type of postseason. So they might not have the most complete team. Like, I'm not going to completely do a 180 on that. We talked Friday about their defense isn't great. Their receivers are trash. That's all still true. But Josh Allen is so far and ahead, better than everybody else they might face.
Look at their comebacks this year. The Bills have come back from double-digit deficits three different times. Obviously, the opener against Baltimore. They were down 15 in the fourth quarter, and then they were down 10 last week against Cincinnati. So they are not out of games because of him.
And that was also Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Drake May.
Yep.
That he came back and beat all three of those teams. Now, I wouldn't say the Bengals are a good team, but like, they were down in that game and they were falling apart. Now, his defense did help him in that one, but whatever. Like, those are three double-digit comeback wins, so that is one of those guys that's still there, whereas, you know, maybe some of the other teams that make the playoffs out of the AFC, if you get them down 21, I don't, you know, what kind of chance do they really have?
Right.
Whereas the Bills still have life.
Bills.
Now, you mentioned the MVP thing earlier.
Have the puking Terminator over there on the sidelines.
He definitely moved way up the board. He's still third, but his odds really improved. Josh Allen's now plus 550.
Okay, he was like plus 1,500 last week.
Yeah, so that was
like
a big game. So it was head-to-head with Drake May, and he outperformed Drake May, who is still second at plus 425. And then Stafford won a shootout against the Lions, so he's now minus 300. So Stafford's the pretty heavy favorite. Right
I mean, look, I feel a little bit – what was the start – what was like the blow-up start Garrett Crochet had last year where he gave up like a million home runs and we're like – kiss the Cy Young goodbye?
Yeah, he lost it in one game. Drake May probably lost it too.
I guess I'm not going to say he can't get it back, but with 3 weeks to go, that's going to be an uphill battle for him these
last
3 weeks.
Which is funny because the games were really opposite. The first half yesterday, you're like, Drake May is the MVP. And then combined with the first half that Stafford played, you're like, oh, maybe he's lost it. Because I think at that point he had like a pick and they were losing. And then he ended up turning it on in the second half. Drake May fell apart in the second half, and boom, that's where we're at.
Yeah. Now, again, that doesn't make Drake May a bum. Doesn't mean he hasn't had a great year. No. But MVP, that one's going to be hard to get back after yesterday.
But you know what's crazy? And not to get into this whole conversation now, but like between Stafford, May, and Josh Allen, there's only room for two All-Pros. So like one of those guys is going to have not an All-Pro season. Like that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
be May.
He's going to have to hold on for dear life to get there
now. If May wins the division, it should be May. But if somehow Allen is able to pass him, then I could see them going in that direction.
617-779-7937. Do you look at the Pats any differently? How would you feel about a rematch with Buffalo? And where exactly do they stand in the AFC? It was not a good day for them yesterday. We'll get to that and more. What happened from week 15?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, Dr. Jones, it was week 15 in the NFL. In fact, there's still one more game, if you can believe it. Tonight, Dolphins and Steelers. Big game. Two teams still with their eyes on the playoffs, despite not being very good teams. All right, let's find out what happened in the NFL. Let's start with a game that was very important to the Patriots, the team they were jockeying with for the top seed in the AFC, the Denver Broncos at home. They were home dogs to the Green Bay Packers.
What happened?
On a second and 15. Nix to the end zone. Franklin has it. Touchdown, Broncos.
Oh, that was just one of four passing touchdowns for Bo Nix, who went over 300 yards, beating the Green Bay Packers. Denver 7-0 at home, 12-2. They might not have to go on the road at all in the playoffs. Packers dropped to 9-4-1 and lose Micah Parsons for the season with a torn ACL. So a devastating loss in every way for the Packers and a huge win for the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots had way more stakes to their game because it was a divisional game and a conference game, and they were in a similar spot to Denver. Denver came through. You didn't. Their quarterback came through.
He's nails.
Yours didn't. I mean, I don't know what else to say, and it looks like Denver now, I don't want to say has a stranglehold on the number one seed,
they
but they're it's going to be hard for the Patriots to get. They needed that win.
Yeah.
They needed that win, and they needed the Broncos to lose yesterday, and it blew up in their face.
Because the AFC, I still think, is very, very competitive with the top, let's call it, four teams. Not necessarily the top four seeds. I mean, like, the top four teams. I think that it's hard to have, like, an overwhelming favorite. In fact, there isn't one, but they are the favorite, and especially because they're so good at home.
I now agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, I had been saying for the last couple of weeks, for a while I wasn't giving them any credit. For the last couple of weeks, I'm like, they're the team I wouldn't want to play the most.
Yeah.
Houston's right on their tail. But now, yeah, no, they're the, as of today, you got to evaluate it today and pick one, they're the clear-cut favorite in the AFC.
I think it's Denver, yeah. And then right below them would be the Pats with Buffalo and Houston.
But they're, right. Yes, but, it,
they're, but they're the team above.
They're a tier down, not to do tiers.
Well, that's tomorrow. Save it.
They're a tier down with those other teams, though, yeah.
Oh, but very impressive win for the Broncos. All right, what about also in the division for the Patriots, the New York football Jets taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Hey, what happened?
Well, they're going to throw it again. Etienne inside the 40, high-stepping inside the 35, makes a man miss at the 33, along the sidelines, into the end zone!
I mean, the Jets just did not want to tackle on that one. Travis Etienne had three receiving touchdowns. Trevor Lawrence threw five touchdowns and ran one in.
Yeah, good luck if you started him in fantasy.
If you lost to Trevor Lawrence this week in fantasy, I'd feel badly for you because you're not expecting a million points from Trevor Lawrence. Like, you look on the other side, you're like, you're starting Trevor Lawrence?
You're like, maybe he'll get 20 points.
Give him 20. Yeah. You know, give him 20.
Yeah, thank you for your condolences.
50 or whatever? Yeah, I apologize to you, Nick, and everybody else. That's not fair. But the Jaguars are 10-4. They lead the AFC South. So as much as we're all like, hey, watch out for the Texans, watch out for the Texans. Texans right now are a wild card team. Jaguars lead the division. And the Jets, in their first year with Aaron Glenn, fall to 3-11.
So I saw a headline today. Has Liam Cohen fixed Trevor Lawrence? My answer would be no.
I don't think he's fixed,
but he's maybe getting the most out of him you can. I'll give him that.
Yeah, no, he is doing that. All right, AFC North showdown between the Ravens and the Bengals. Well, if Joe Burrow was sad before the game, I can only imagine how he feels now.
Burrow again kind of stumbles, and he's intercepted. Picked off by Van Noy. Then the handoff, it's Gilman, and Gilman is going to score as the Ravens look for the knockout punch, 95 yards.
Wow, that play was incredible. So Kyle Van Noy, our old buddy, great interception. And then we've all seen like laterals. This wasn't a lateral. This was a handoff and then untouched for 95 yards and a score.
And it was like speed boosters down the sideline. You're like watching Van Noy like labor, and he's like, I can't do this.
He's like, I don't have it.
The other guy shot out of a cannon. That was an incredible play.
It really was. The Ravens get a shutout win over the Bengals, 24-0. Baltimore 7-7, staying right in the thick of things. Bengals fall to 4-10. Joe Burrow, 2 interceptions. I'm guessing a lot of tears and maybe some thoughts of retirement because that was as bad as it gets. And that was a home game for them, too.
He was horrible. They didn't have T. Higgins, but still. Burrow played well against them on, what was it, Thanksgiving night? Mm-hmm. Not so much yesterday. So the Ravens are going to have a lot to play for on Sunday night, pending the result tonight on Monday Night Football with Pittsburgh. But either way, it's going to be a big game in Baltimore on
Sunday.
All right,
speaking of big games, a lot of playoff implications on the line in this one. The L.A. Football Chargers against the Kansas City Chiefs.
What happened?
Away with the block, and here's the pass, and it was picked off. Henley got the ball. Have they blown it dead? They have it, the one.
Bad game got even worse for the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes threw an interception there as they were trying to make a comeback. And then in the fourth quarter, suffers a torn ACL. Obviously done for the rest of this season. Who knows when he will return next. Also with the loss, the Kansas City Chiefs have officially been eliminated from the playoffs. They're 6-8. Chargers get the win. 16-13, ugly game overall. They are now 10-4. And currently one of the wild card teams.
Well, the Mahomes parallels with Brady to this point are staggering. And I know Brady had the ACL injury week one and barely played that season.
Right.
Mahomes has it, whatever this was, week 15.
Yeah, year 9 for both guys.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, Brady was able to recalibrate his career and play for another decade plus and win 3 more Super Bowls. And that was already going to be a challenge for Mahomes. Now he's going to come back from this, and it will be... I mean, it'll be interesting to continue to measure those two up. Right now, they're deadlocked.
Yeah, and so the big difference here is Mahomes was going to miss the playoffs in almost a full season played, unlike Tom Brady, obviously. And the question would be, when does Mahomes even come back? Like, how...
What's 9 months from now? He's probably back for the start of the
year-ish. You think week one?
Ish.
Yeah, it's going to be close.
Yeah.
And then what's the rest of his team even look like around him?
What's he look like when he comes?
What's Brady, he look like?
Brady was not the same in 2009. He was fine.
No, it's one of the worst teams they had.
He wasn't the same.
Yeah. It took him, what, two more? His third year back, they made the Super Bowl, right? 2011. So, yeah, we'll see. Uphill climb, but officially eliminated. So, no more of the, well, like, I don't know. What if the Chiefs get in? What if the Chiefs get in?
No, that's
they're,
done.
They're not getting in. That's... And now you get to watch Gardner Minshew play quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
He had the shoe.
On Christmas, too, right?
He came in. Oh, yeah. That is a Christmas game.
Oh.
He came in and made, like, one play and then threw a horrible pick.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
there it is. Yeah.
At least no Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl this year.
Good point.
For people that get upset about that. All right. Colts and the Seahawks.
What happened?
The hold of Michael Dixon. Myers, kick on the way, and it is good!
That's right. A game-winning field goal for the Seahawks. They needed every second in the game to beat Phillip Rivers and the Colts. First game back in 5 years, the 44-year-old Phillip Rivers went 18 of 27.
Nice.
120 yards.
27 throws to get to 120 yards?
You heard me. One touchdown, one interception. He was sacked once, but he survived the game and was winning until the bitter end. And then a walk-off field goal by the Seahawks' Jason Myers, who was 6 of 6. Seahawks did not score a touchdown, but they won the game. They're 11-3. The Colts, 8-6. We already kind of put a knife in them as far as their playoff hopes, but they're alive. I mean, they're 8-6. They're one game out, but a tough loss on the road to Seattle.
Look, I'm not a Phil Rivers guy. You are.
I'm not.
But I thought he acquitted himself okay. For a guy who hadn't played in 5 years, I actually thought he acquitted himself nicely.
He's way better than I thought.
120 yards stinks.
He survived the game.
And, like, he can't throw. But he survived the game, and they had a chance to win. Like, I was pretty entertained by that yesterday.
Speaking of entertainment, Jones, the Eagles took on the Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Hurts delivers. Brown, touchdown.
This game was gross. 31-0. 31-0 Eagles over the Raiders. Jalen Hurts threw 3 touchdowns, 2 to Dallas Goedert, that one there to A.J. Brown. These are full game stat lines.
Yeah,
you ready for this?
Yeah.
The Las Vegas Raiders started Kenny Pickett as their quarterback. He went 15 of 25.
Wow.
For 64 yards.
That's half of Phillip Rivers.
He threw 180 feet in the game.
No touchdowns, if you can believe it.
Yeah.
Interception, sacked four times. What'd they do running? You're like, well, they must have ran. They must have
leaned on my guy, Ashton Jeanty.
As a team,
yeah.
Seven.
That's Jeanty, Pickett, and something called Dylan Lobb. They went.
UNH guy.
Yeah, UNH.
Keith.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Come on,
respect the Wildcats. 13 carries for 46 yards.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
It's 100 yards of offense.
Yeah.
100 yards of offense. And then when you take the sack yards away, it's say, even less.
Number that I saw was they had 75 yards of total offense.
Total offense.
That must be factoring in.
Yeah, you take the sack yards, and that's what they do. Yeah. So the offense was 387 for Philly, 75 for the Raiders.
And Philly, like, they could have piled up 600 yesterday.
If Tom Brady sells his shares of the Raiders, how much money would he lose right now?
Yeah, he's
it's
taking,
awful.
He probably 50 cents on the dollar, yeah.
They're the worst team in the league.
Yeah, yeah.
They have to be. They have to be.
They're not over $1.2 trillion.
Although I'll tell you,
they're
who
not
else
in line for the number one pick.
Not yet. But they are 2-12.
There's a head-to-head game against those two, isn't there?
Ooh, I don't
there
know.
Might
I think
be
Giants Raiders. I think there is.
There might
week.
Be. Yeah, we'll get to the G-men in a moment. Eagles though improved to 9-5. What about another bad team? The Cleveland Browns taking on the Bears.
What happened?
And on Swift, got a block, cuts it back. Swift struggling inside the five, the high kick into the end zone for the touchdown.
My guy Ben Johnson's got the Bears buzzing.
Yeah.
They're 10-4. Look out, NFL. 31-3, your final. Browns fall to 3-11. Just wasn't Shadur's day. 18 of 35 for 177. No touchdowns, three interceptions, and he was sacked five times.
Yeah. He had two long completions to Isaiah Bond, which basically means he did nothing else.
That's
great.
Chicago Bears back to being the two seed in the NFC, and they lead the North at 10-4. I know their schedule gets tougher the rest of the way, but destroyed a team right
there. They might be the two seed by the end of the year. They're ripe to get bounced by one of those NFC West teams when they start the playoffs, but yeah.
That's why they play the game, Jones. Speaking of the NFC West, the 49ers were taking on the Tennessee Titans.
Hey, what happened?
Purdy. Maneuvering, jumps, throws, touchdown. It's Kittle, and it's a wrap.
Brock Purdy, three touchdown passes. 49ers beat the Titans 37-24. Titans scored 24 points.
Yeah, up.
No quitting them.
Their offense has kind of picked up a little bit down the stretch.
They're 2-12.
If you're playing fantasy defenses against them, I wouldn't advise it anymore.
Yeah, I might have to not play the Chiefs next week.
I got a big giant goose egg out of the Niners defense, yeah.
49ers, though, are now 10-4. They are the sixth seed as it stands right now. The wild card teams, as you just mentioned, look pretty tough in the NFC. Actually, same with the AFC, because you have a couple bad division leaders across the board. So it's really those teams. All right, NFC South. Panthers have a chance for the playoffs. Ugh. They were taking on the Saints, and it came down to the end.
Wow. Charlie Smith from 47. It's on the way. It is good. There is a marker down. There's a flag down.
Well, pick the flag up, because that counts. Saints with a walk-off 20-17 victory over the Panthers. Carolina drops to 7-7 on the year. The New Orleans Saints improved to 4-10. You like that, Tyler Shuck?
I do.
Yeah.
It's kind of good. The Panthers, if they just beat New Orleans yesterday, would have had a chance to clinch the division head-to-head against Tampa this week.
Instead, they're both 7-7. Tampa currently has the tiebreaker. So Tampa Bay is the 4 seed as it stands today. Carolina is the 9. So they have a much better chance of winning the division than they certainly do a wild card spot.
Patriots have one win. It's Buffalo. Tampa Neither and these Carolina. We were these trying to prop those wins up. Those don't count. No. Yeah.
What about the Dallas football Cowboys and the Minnesota football Vikings?
What happened?
McCarthy to the end zone. Touchdown, Jalen Naylor.
Hardly know her. But the Vikings with a 34-26 win over the Cowboys. Your guy, J.J. McCarthy.
Yep.
Had a little bit of magic there. Mm-hmm. And, the Dallas Cowboys.
That was 9, that's why.
He turned it into 9.
Yeah.
He had 2 touchdown passes and a touchdown run. Now, Dallas has not been eliminated from the playoffs.
No.
Because also their division's not great. But Minnesota has, they've already been eliminated. But Dallas is the 10 seed at 6-7. Minnesota 6-8, so just playing for, I guess, maybe a chance at a winning record if you are the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last game also in the NFC Beast, the Commanders and the Giants.
First down and 20.
Got him.
There's McLaurin.
inside the 10, stays on his feet, into the end zone for a Commanders touchdown.
Just two more garbage teams. The Commanders 29-21 over the Giants. Washington 4-10. The Giants 2-12.
So Jackson Dart had another concussion evaluation yesterday.
I'm shocked because after watching him play, are they going to blame Christian Ellis for that?
I guess. I don't know. That's the fifth time, I think, counting the preseason.
Yeah.
That's the fifth time he's been evaluated for a concussion this year.
Unreal. Unreal. So right now you have three teams at 2-12. Giants, Raiders, Titans. Giants and Raiders have both lost 8 in a row to get them there. Then you have three other teams with 3 wins. Cleveland, the Jets, and the Cardinals.
Yeah.
So these final 3 weeks, it's going to be an absolute dogfight for the number one pick in the draft.
Raiders, Giants play each other in 2 weeks.
After the
Raiders play the Texans this week.
They
might have less or fewer total yards this week than they did last week.
They might. That's going to be tough really to pull might. Off, but they could go for it. That's
okay.
True.
That is what happened. Week 15, we recap it every Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get back to Pats and Bills. We'll also get into Jones and Keefe best of, starting with our Hunter Henry surprise questions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do that next. Jones and Keefe, you're on WEEI. Patriots fall 35-31 yesterday to Buffalo. Just an absolute gut punch of a loss for a team that was on a 10-game winning streak. And it's not just that they lost to Buffalo. It's how they lost to Buffalo. Up 21-0, up 24-7. Offense vanished in the second half. Defense couldn't get a stop. At least until late in the second half, 5 straight drives with touchdowns for Buffalo. And I think you have to change your view on this team somewhat. We've been talking about it all day long here on a Patriots Monday. Still scheduled to talk to Christian Ellis. But holiday season, Keith.
Sure is.
Means it's time to get to some best ofs from the year that was for Jones and Keith.
Yes, and in the spirit of a Patriots Monday, we have Hunter Henry every week as one of our guests. And we, early on in the year, introduced our surprise question of the week, which I really think he has enjoyed. throughout the year. So these are some of the best of surprise questions for Hunter Henry. We also have kept track of the entire scale.
Oh, good. Let's
so we can look
that.
At what has surprised him the most, what has surprised him the least. But here was the very first one. All right, Hunter Henry, how surprised were you when you found out Bruce Willis was dead the whole time in The Sixth Sense?
Guys, what are we doing?
1 to 85.
Okay, I don't know, man. 40.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
All right, so now, unbeknownst to him, we did it for like 12 more weeks. Uh-huh. And so that really set the stage. So if that's only a 40 for you, one of the great movie twists of all time,
mm-hmm.
you weren't that surprised. You were a little surprised.
A little
like
bit.
medium surprised. That's
exactly.
how it started.
Yeah. Slightly below medium surprised, yeah.
And sometimes he has some commentary following the question. Sometimes he doesn't. So here's another one of our questions. Hunter Henry, how surprised were you when you found out that Bad Bunny would be doing the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, y'all are funny, man.
We are.
I was probably like a 50.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
So the great M. Night Shyamalan twist ending. Less surprising than Bad Bunny, who is the Spotify number one artist in the world, being asked to do the halftime show.
He had more on that, too. He had takes for days on that. He was he'd still be talking about it.
He's like, I know they're trying to expand the game and this, that, and the other thing. So we also had one opportunity this year to talk with Hunter Henry live in person. We were down at Gillette Stadium, a nice little
that
event that we had. It was a great day. Yeah. So sitting right next to us, we asked him this.
How surprised are you that we are still doing this bit 9 weeks into the season?
I'm probably up there. Let's say, let's go 75.
That's high.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Pretty good.
Not the most surprised he's been.
No.
I'll just leave it at that. But the second most surprised he's ever been. And then here's one of my other favorites, and then I'll get to the scale. How surprised were you in 2016 when a Cincinnati zoo worker shot and killed Harambe?
Oof. Man, that one comes out of nowhere. I was probably 65.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Yeah. So the Bruce Willis was a 40.
Yeah.
So again, that maybe is the most surprised I've been by all of his answers. We asked him how surprised he was when Destiny's Child broke up.
Yeah.
That was a 45.
Oh.
That was a 45 for
him.
Yep. We asked him.
Wait, are you going chronologically right now? Are you going in order?
Yeah, but I'm
going
to skip one.
Okay.
I'm going to skip the one that was the highest.
Ah.
Harambe, you mentioned 65. We asked him how surprised he was about Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphrey's wedding or marriage only lasting like 30 days.
That didn't surprise him.
10.
10.
10. Not surprised really at all.
Was that the low?
That was not the low.
Oh, okay.
How surprised was he that Ashley Simpson was caught lip syncing on SNL?
Uh-huh.
40.
That's a popular answer, I feel like.
How surprised? Yeah, he does. He's all around there in the middle.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson losing to Jake Paul in that famous Netflix bout.
25.
Yeah, you think he knows it's not really on the up and up.
I was an 85 when we got Tyson's cheeks in that one. I was 85. I was pretty surprised.
Almost broke the scale.
Yeah.
We asked him about how surprised he was when Karen Reed was found not guilty.
Yep.
15.
Yeah.
He was following the case.
Yeah, he was on top of it. He said, that doesn't surprise me, not even one bit.
This one, I think, almost ended the bit. We asked him how surprised he was that chickens can lay 250 eggs in a year.
Where was that?
45.
45?
Yeah, right in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, he was. No, he wasn't impressed with that.
How surprised was he that Lane Kiffin left Ole Miss for LSU? 10.
10.
Yeah.
Okay, that's down there.
How surprised was he that Notre Dame didn't make the college football playoff? 45.
Hmm.
The one today about Home Alone and the parents realizing mid-flight that Kevin was left home alone, 70.
Yeah, it's up there.
All right, you want the high or the low? The most surprising or the least surprising?
I want the least surprising first.
The least surprising thing to Hunter Henry this year, 11 weeks into the season, we asked him how surprised was he that the team was 9-2?
Yep.
Five.
So these are all zeros and fives. There were no.
Correct.
He didn't mix in like a six.
He did not.
An eight.
A .3.
A two.
No.
Seven.
You got to get a 69 in there at one point. He didn't do that.
He did not. Win every week 69. If we had Gronk on, that's what it would have been. Every single week.
That would have been great.
Like, all right, Rob. Thanks.
That would have been good, though.
The scale actually would have gone to 69 for Gronk's sake. The most surprising he ever was when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. 85. That was the most surprise he's ever been.
Wow.
It was surprising.
His scale goes from 9 and 2, 5, yep, all the way to 85. He didn't go lower than the 5, but no. Wow, okay.
A lot of stops at 40 or 45, but still pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, like a visual representation of that graphic, very much clustered in the middle. Yeah. But okay. Good stuff there. That's some best ofs from Jones and Keith. This year we'll be doing that all week. We'll do it again.
That's 15 questions, by the way.
Oh, good.
We've had 15 of those.
One more. We got to have Mego cook up the one next week.
Oh, that's right.
Mego's going to have to cook
that one
up.
Good.
Meanwhile, we'll have another best of coming up with Braggs later on next hour. Our pal Ray in Cumberland waiting very patiently. What's up, Ray?
What's up, boys? Big fan of the show. I got two key plays that I thought crossed the offense yesterday, and then I'll get to my point. I thought the 3rd and 1 in the first half when they bombed it down the field to Mac Hollins was a bad play call, and then obviously the Hunter Henry drop was huge. But my point is how did you think the receivers' separation was yesterday, guys? And then Pop Douglas and Williams were not even to be found on the field. I just want to hear your thoughts on the wide receivers, please.
Yeah, so Pop Douglas had one reverse that I remember him. Kyle Williams had a long kickoff return that was called back on a penalty. Other than that, I don't remember either of those two.
No, it was not a good day.
And then how did they separate? They didn't.
It was not a good day passing. Steph Diggs had the one that I referenced earlier on man coverage where he got open, picked up like 16 yards. But no, that was not very good. I mean, the fact that the Bills receivers had more big plays than the Patriots receivers is not ideal.
How worried are you about the receiver room?
45?
Like, no. It wouldn't be super high on my list today. Like,
no,
like,
there's been...
They can upgrade it.
Right.
In the offseason, I guess. I don't think the reason... I know Ray's commentary on this. He tweets it at us, I would say, frequently. I don't think the reason they'll come up short from a Super Bowl would be their receiver room. Personally, I mean, maybe a day like yesterday shakes your confidence. I understand having shaken confidence. Mm-hmm. But they've gotten way more out of that receiver room than I expected. I think there's enough there to go on a run. But if your quarterback craps his pants and the defense can't get a stop and special teams has given up 40-plus yards a return, then I think those, to me, are higher on my personal list today. But today's the day to crow about the receivers not getting it done. Diggs was borderline invisible.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever said they're a great group. I think they've overachieved. I think Diggs has been good. I think Kayshon Booty's been better than I expected. Mac Collins has been pretty solid. You sit down and watch Jaxon Smith-Njigba play or Amon-Ra St. Brown play. Like, you're not saying like the Patriots have anybody like that. But it hasn't been a huge problem for them. And, yeah, that's something to watch, though, the next 3 weeks, see if those guys can bounce back and be a lot better than they were.
617-779-7937. It was you call that a drop on Henry? It's one he could have caught. Is that a pure drop?
It was no, I don't think it'd be ruled as a drop. I think he would probably
– Oh, he would say
it was a drop.
That's one that I'm sure he thinks – I just didn't think it was a great throw by May either.
It was kind of high and a little bit behind him, but it went through his hands.
That's a play they could have had. Yeah. It was there for the throw, and it wasn't a great throw by May, and Henry could have reeled it in. That's one they could have had in the 3rd and 12 for sure. 617-779-7937. More of your feedback coming up. We'll get back to what was a brutal loss yesterday. And, you know, they hadn't lost him forever. They're still 11-3. I get all that. But the way they lost yesterday, not ideal by any means. Is it time to start looking at the Patriots differently? We'll get to it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.